Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today, we're diving into the inspiring world of Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Can't Hurt Me is an autobiographical book written by former Navy SEAL and endurance athlete, David Goggins. The book takes readers on a journey through Goggins' life, from his troubled childhood to his transformation into one of the toughest men on the planet. Goggins shares his experiences of enduring physical and mental hardships, including childhood abuse, obesity, and racism. He also discusses his rigorous training as a Navy SEAL and his subsequent career as an ultra-endurance athlete. The book is set in various locations, including Goggins' hometown in Indiana, military training facilities, and the racecourses where he pushes his limits. The main themes explored in Can't Hurt Me are resilience, self-discipline, and personal growth. Goggins emphasizes the power of the mind and the ability to overcome obstacles through mental toughness. He also highlights the importance of self-reflection and taking responsibility for one's own actions. Goggins' writing style is raw, honest, and motivational. He uses a combination of personal anecdotes, self-reflection, and practical advice to engage readers and inspire them to push beyond their limits. So, let's dive into the chapters of Can't Hurt Me. Chapter 1, The Toughest Kid on the Block. In this chapter, David Goggins takes us back to his childhood in a small town in Indiana. He describes the challenges he faced, particularly the racial discrimination and poverty he encountered. Goggins explains that he grew up in a predominantly white community, and his family was one of the very few African-American families in the area. As a result, he and his family faced racism and prejudice. Goggins also discusses his family's financial struggles and how they often had to make do with very little. His father was abusive, and Goggins had a difficult relationship with him. These challenging circumstances made him feel like an outsider and pushed him into a mindset of fear and insecurity. This chapter sets the stage for the adversity and hardship that will be recurring themes throughout the book. David Goggins' childhood experiences, including racism, poverty, and an abusive father, provide the early context for his journey towards mental toughness and self-improvement. The chapter helps readers understand the background that shaped Goggins' character and motivation to later become a Navy SEAL and an ultra-endurance athlete. Goggins' early life was marked by fear, low self-esteem, and a sense of powerlessness. This chapter lays the foundation for his later transformation, showing the stark contrast between his early life and the indomitable spirit he develops through his experiences in the military and his endurance feats. By sharing the struggles he faced as a child, Goggins begins to establish the idea that adversity can be a catalyst for personal growth and that one can overcome almost anything with the right mindset and determination. This sets the stage for the subsequent chapters, where he delves into the mental and physical challenges he undertakes to become the person he is today. Chapter 2, The Pull-Up Challenge. In this chapter, Goggins introduces the concept of the accountability mirror, which is a mirror where he confronts himself with the harsh truth about his life and physical condition. He decides to change his life and starts with the goal of becoming a Navy SEAL. Goggins confronts his lack of physical fitness and sets an ambitious target to perform 4,020 pull-ups within a limited time frame. He pushes through extreme pain and exhaustion to achieve this goal, which becomes a testament to his newfound determination and discipline. Chapter 3, The Toughest Man Alive. Goggins discusses the initial stages of his journey toward becoming a Navy SEAL. He faces incredible physical and mental challenges during Navy SEAL training, especially during the Hell Week. This week is notorious for its brutal training regimen, sleep deprivation, and cold water exposure. Goggins endures immense pain and suffering but refuses to quit, which earns him the respect of his instructors and fellow trainees. Chapter 4, The Most Powerful Weapon. This chapter delves into Goggins' philosophy on mental toughness. He introduces the idea of the cookie jar, a mental tool he uses to draw strength from past accomplishments when facing adversity. Goggins emphasizes that true power comes from embracing suffering and adversity. He also shares the story of how he overcame his fear of swimming to become an accomplished diver. Chapter 5, The Accountability Mirror. Goggins returns to the concept of the accountability mirror, explaining how it became a pivotal tool for self-improvement. He discusses the process of examining one's own faults, setting goals, and holding oneself accountable for achieving them. This chapter highlights the importance of self-honesty and self-discipline in personal growth. Chapter 6, Taking Souls. In this chapter, Goggins reflects on his experience as an ultra-endurance athlete and his participation in races like the Badwater Ultramarathon and the Ultraman World Championships. He talks about his mindset of taking souls, which involves pushing himself to the absolute limit and breaking the will of his competitors. This intense competitive spirit drives him to excel in these extreme events. Chapter 7, Elevator Goggins. Goggins discusses his experiences with overcoming various injuries, including a hole in his heart, and how he manages to recover and continue his athletic pursuits. He emphasizes the importance of never making excuses and always finding a way to push through adversity. Chapter 8, The 40% Rule. Goggins introduces the 40% rule, which suggests that when you feel like you've reached your limit, you're only at 40% of your true potential. He believes that mental barriers often prevent people from realizing their full capabilities, and pushing through discomfort is the key to unlocking one's hidden potential. These chapters provide a deeper insight into David Goggins' journey, from his rigorous Navy SEAL training to his achievements as an ultra-endurance athlete. Now, let's discuss some practical applications and the valuable lessons you can take away from Can't Hurt Me. Embrace the cookie jar technique. Goggins suggests creating a mental cookie jar where you store your past accomplishments and moments of strength. When facing adversity, you can open this metal jar and remind yourself of what you have already achieved, giving you the confidence and motivation to push through. Develop a calloused mind. Goggins emphasizes the importance of mental toughness and resilience. He suggests pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone regularly, whether it's through physical challenges or confronting your fears. By doing so, you build mental strength and become better equipped to handle life's difficulties. Set goals and make a plan. Goggins emphasizes the importance of setting specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART, goals. He encourages readers to break down their goals into smaller, actionable steps and create a detailed plan to achieve them. By focusing on incremental progress, you can build momentum and stay motivated. Embrace the accountability mirror. Goggins suggests using self-reflection and honesty to hold yourself accountable for your actions and shortcomings. He advises looking in the mirror and being brutally honest with yourself about your weaknesses and areas for improvement. By acknowledging your flaws, you can take steps to address them and grow. Embrace discomfort and embrace failure. Goggins believes that growth and improvement come from pushing yourself beyond your limits and embracing discomfort. He encourages readers to seek out challenging situations, whether physical or mental, and learn from failure. By embracing failure as a learning opportunity, you can develop resilience and adaptability. Surround yourself with positive influences. Goggins stresses the importance of surrounding yourself with individuals who push you to be better. He suggests seeking out mentors, coaches, or friends who inspire and motivate you. By surrounding yourself with positive influences, you can create a supportive environment that fosters growth. Lessons learned from the book. The power of the mind. Goggins teaches us that our minds are capable of much more than we think, and we have the ability to overcome any obstacle. Embracing discomfort. Goggins emphasizes the importance of stepping outside our comfort zones to grow and achieve our goals. Mental toughness. Developing mental resilience is crucial for success in any endeavor. Taking ownership. Goggins encourages readers to take responsibility for their actions and stop making excuses. The importance of self-reflection. Goggins shows the value of looking inward, confronting our flaws, and working towards self-improvement. Setting audacious goals. Goggins teaches us to set ambitious goals and work relentlessly towards. Let's reflect on some powerful quotes from the book. The only way you can grow is by pushing yourself beyond your perceived limitations. You have to be uncomfortable in order to become comfortable. We have to realize that we're not going to be great at everything we do right away. It's going to take time, practice, and a lot of failure to get where we want to be. You are in danger of living a life so comfortable and soft that you will die without ever realizing your true potential. The most important conversation you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. Don't let your past dictate who you are, but let it be part of who you will become. The mind is the most powerful tool we possess. It can be our greatest ally or our worst enemy. It all depends on how we train it. The only person who can stop you from achieving your dreams is you. You have to be willing to fail, to be wrong, to start over again with lessons learned. Success is not about being the best. It's about always getting better. When you think you're done, you're only at 40% of your total potential. That's a wrap for this episode of Between the Lines. We hope you've gained valuable insights and encouraged to get a copy.